In front of you is Fe Nukama, the South Kiln. It is a climbing kiln, used for Ariachi, the unglazed ware from the last chapter. This is where it was fired. It is built up a slope, shaped like a long half-cylinder. It runs about 20 meters. Bigger than you expected? Or smaller? What makes this kiln remarkable is a number. It is said to be the only surviving Ariachi climbing kiln. There is one. This one. In 1973, it was designated a prefectural tangible cultural property. The kiln itself is no longer fired, but there is a cafe alongside it so you can sit and look at it for a while. Drinking tea in front of the oldest piece of equipment in a town that has worked for three centuries, that is not an ordinary afternoon. There is one more building on this street I would like you to see. The Arakaki House. It is the traditional home of a Tsuboya potter. The main house, the workshop, and a climbing kiln. The whole set still standing together. Which means the place where the family lived and the place where they worked are inside the same grounds. A craftsman's life and a craftsman's trade. In the shape of a building. It is designated an important cultural property of Japan. Fe Nukama, which you just looked at, is a prefectural designation. This one is national. Inside the grounds is a climbing kiln called Agari Nukama, the East Kiln, and you can see it from the lane. But here is the important part. The Arakaki House is a working cultural property, on grounds that people look after. The interior is not normally open. Please do not walk in, and keep your visit to the view from the lane. A kiln to the south, and a kiln to the east. That is the map this street is made of. The walk ends here.